Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Name Redacted. With us tonight, we have two of the same guests we had from last week. Introduce yourselves, guys.
Hi, I'm Chris Nielsen, rhythm guitarist extraordinaire for the band Time Machine Drive-By.
And Kevin Merrill of the podcast The Three Beards.
I'm glad you guys could come back this week. Kevin, I know we almost did not get you.
Yeah.
That was pretty bummed out when I read that.
Yeah, so I've been fighting, and this is the reason I'm not going to really drink any more than this. I've been fighting a hangover all day.
All day hangover? Please tell me we'll get to that later.
Yeah. No, that's totally going to be a story for later on.
Okay.
And also, just a bunch of, like, Spanish homework that I had to do.
And as always, my faithful hetero life mate, Alex Fulmer.
Howdy duties.
And tonight we have a very special guest, Katie.
Hi, I'm Katie Goldberg, and I'm a costume wizard.
Wait, Goldberg, are you Jewish?
Yeah.
Jewish wizard?
Yeah, I'm a Jewish wizard. We have
so
them.
Jesus.
We're rare. Exactly.
Well, thank you for coming. We're very happy to have you. Oh, excuse me. My father's calling.
Oh, good.
Hello, Dad.
So, you're on a podcast.
You're on a podcast right now. We're recording.
I'm actually totally okay with this. We're keeping it in, too. I'm not going to cut
no,
this.
No. I'm staying here tonight.
I have something
I'm
to
staying,
say to
I'm
that
staying
when he's
here
off
tonight.
The
yeah.
phone.
Okay.
I'll talk over it. I don't give a shit. All
right.
No, I just don't want to say why it's on the phone.
Bye.
Homer, I always keep it in.
I live with my dad. Sorry, guy. I apologize.
I'm trying to be less of a stereotype. I'll be less of a stereotype in 2 months.
What?
Oh, I'm moving out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I gotta get my game up.
Yeah.
Me and you gotta step up a little bit.
Hey, man, my savings account gets $25 a month. I am going places.
Hey, bro, mine gets $25 less every month.
Money
well,
management.
You're in a band with expenses. Like, what's my excuse?
I don't know. It's a great excuse, even if it is a lie. I say it a lot, though.
Aren't the best excuses lies?
I told my new roommate. I'm like, oh, God, he's going to listen to this. This is awful.
No story to the cop to get you out of a ticket is ever, like, a good one if it's true. You're like, I'm on the way to the hospital. That's sad, but, like, man, I got gangrene and I gotta, like, go cut my toe off. Like, that's a better story. That's not a true one.
I had a friend. We were at a party one night and this guy rolls up. He's like, oh, guys, sorry I'm late. First of all, he runs in the door and just runs straight to the bathroom. 20 minutes later, we see this guy. He's like, oh, sorry I'm late. I got stopped by a cop. Like, oh, really? He's like, yeah. The cop's like, sorry, were you where you were speeding? He's like, yes, I was. Sorry, I really had to poop. The cop said, he's like, well, son, what are you stopping here for?
That's awesome. Oh, shit.
Why can't I get that cop when I get fucking pulled over? That's the cop I want. Just be like, hey, man, I need to drop a fucking mad dump right now. Can I get
so, we all ran late tonight, speaking of which, and the reason I'm late, and I have to, this is, it's ridiculous. So, I had to drop some tickets off at my drummer's house, and I was leaving there, and I was pulling out, and I rolled the stop sign, which apparently I do way too much, because 3 days ago, not even 2 days ago, I rolled the stop sign at a place, it should be a yield sign, it really should, but I got a ticket, and I got, like, a warning ticket, and so and the cop pulls me over tonight, he's like, oh, you rolled the stop sign, I was like, oh, I'm sorry, man. And so he's like, well, we're going to check your driving record. If everything's fine, just go check it out. And I was like, oh, shit, I just got a ticket. Like, there's no way. Like, I have a warning on my record. I just got a ticket. And so the best part is the cop's shining his light in, and I have the warning ticket sitting on my passenger seat face up under a case of PBR. So I'm sure this guy can see that I have
Sherlock
another
Holmes, this
ticket.
This guy is not.
And so anyway, he comes back to the car, and he gave me another warning. And I'm like, well, cool. I guess as long as I never get a speeding ticket, I can roll stop signs as much as I want to.
I got pulled over. The second podcast me and Colin ever did when it was still Why Not Weekly, I got pulled over for running a stop sign. I didn't run. And me and him both had bad days. Because of that, I had a bad day because I got dinner for me and him from Subway. And as I went through the stop sign, we Eeyored the shit out of the whole podcast.
It could have been a Joy Division album.
Well, I knew it was bad. I knew it was bad because I was talking to you guys on the Facebook chat and evidently managed to run through a stoplight tonight too, which I never do. I never run through stoplights. And all of a sudden, I just look up and this light's red and this dude's just like laying on his horn. And I'm like, oh, God.
Not good luck with that tonight.
But I'm here now.
Yeah.
Very much so. Sorry about that. A couple of things that we're going to go over tonight. We're going to try to hit a go home, you're drunk. I'm not sure if we're going to get to it or not, but we'll see. We are going to do drink or drunk tonight. I don't think, unless anybody has one on hand, that we're going to do one true three.
Yeah.
Unless somebody's got one that they really want to do. Because we ran through like three of them last time, and that was enough.
We ran through like four of them last time.
Did John do one?
No.
So no, it was three. So it was me, you, and Chris. We got
seems like more of a monthly.
I thought, Kevin, did you do one?
No, I didn't.
No?
I think he saves his for the three beards. Is probably where that goes.
Priorities.
Which I'm fine with.
Priorities.
Way to be a good guest, dude.
Why don't you bring all your A material here?
All honesty, I'm not even good at it. And, like, my stories suck.
A couple other things we're going to do tonight. As usual, we're going to do pick of the week. Unfortunately, we did not get the first podcast up in time for this one to be recorded because the other one's huge.
That just means they get three.
I realize that they don't know that, but the thing is that you're going to get three all at once. And not only that, but I mentioned on the first one that we were going to take emails and stuff, and I have the email set up.
Oh, good.
And it is nameredactedpodcast@gmail.com.
That wasn't taken?
No.
That must mean it doesn't exist. I mean...
So, that's...
That's how you tell if something exists. You put it into Google Gmail and...
And if it's not, but yeah.
That's going to be my defense for the copyright office.
That's poor... It's the new poor man's copyright.
So, we're going to... we are going to do pick of the week, but the thing is that since we didn't get the first one up, obviously no one can send us comments or questions or ideas, so obviously, you know, it's just going to be us coming up with shit tonight.
But still send them. Send them for all
yes,
three episodes.
Yeah, send them. I mean, it doesn't even, like, really, whatever
the
episode you're...
This one.
Yeah. Whatever episode you're referring to, we'll remember it, because we did it. Another thing...
Yeah, until we bank, like, 100, we'll be able to remember.
You're kidding me? I banked two, and I forget.
the four-hour one was probably... Enough to make you forget.
Hour 3:45, I was a little... Meh.
Yeah.
So.
I think another thing that we're going to do and try to do consistently is bad movie experiences. I think we're going to try to do that pretty consistently because we all have a lot of those banked up. One thing that we're introducing tonight that I want to keep rolling pretty regularly is I want to do what I call the first time, which is we will choose a topic and everyone will go through their first time with that topic. So if it's like the first time you kissed somebody, the first time that you got drunk, the first time you got to drive a car, the first accident you were in. So basically just anything at all. And you guys, please write in first times for us because it's way more entertaining wanting to know what you guys want to know rather than something that we're just like, the first time I smoked weed. Like,
cause we're unimaginative.
Palmer, my mom listens to this podcast. I've never smoked weed.
No, I haven't either.
Except for that last night.
I don't even know what weed is.
I can't even spell weed.
I've never done that.
It's Veed, right?
It's on Mars.
Isn't it V-E-I-D?
Vide.
Yeah, that's how the Germans say it.
It's the, yeah.
Because I know German.
I was actually just talking with Katie earlier about how much I fucking hate the German language. Like, it's just, it's so harsh. It's because no woman can be sexy speaking German. I just...
Bullshit.
I can't do it.
False.
You have never been to a sex dungeon, sir, so you
You know what? That's now on my list of shit to do.
It's all about masochism, man.
I'm going to...
Never seen a big Russian bitch, just a German bitch just screaming Gotha at you? Sexy as hell.
Either way, Russian or German, I think you've got people voting for both of those in the positive way. I guess what we'll start with then is...
damn classy right now. Sorry.
Limoncello was good, because it's gone now.
Before...
It's like swirling vines, so sticks the sides a little bit there, a little bit.
Before we started recording, we actually... It's got legs. We brought out my dad's limoncello that he makes at home, and everybody had a little taste, and that went pretty well.
It was good. It was really good.
I enjoy it as well. I get it quite a bit, which is nice. What we're going to start with tonight is everyone's stories for why the fuck they were late.
Chris already went.
I went.
Yeah?
I'm premature, as usual.
We're going to go...
that's way too much I need to know.
I want to go Kevin next, because I don't care about Colin as much as Kevin's.
Okay.
Shut up.
So this one's, I guess, a little bit of a long story. I'm going to have to leave some details out just because it was a school backpacking trip.
Also, Disclaimer, Kevin is self-proclaimed bad at telling stories.
Yeah.
And also the names will be changed to protect the innocent.
Right.
So Scully and Mulder went into the woods.
So I take a backpacking class, right? And it's one of those that's only like, it's half a semester, it only meets one night a week. But anyway, like our big grade in there is this backpacking trip that we have to go on. And it just took place. We headed out at around 5:25 Friday, and then I didn't leave until, around 8 or so Sunday morning. So I was out there for, two nights or whatever. Anyway, we get there the first night. Everything's cool. We'd kind of talked to each other in class before, but no one was really friends, but a lot of us sort of had a bonding experience.
I can just imagine a bunch of awkward college kids going out on a camping trip together. I don't really know you. Please don't stab me in the woods.
I did that trip in high school. We went to CNN, and I just stayed with two guys like I'd never met before, but I had a class with all semester.
Yeah.
I've done that trip as the only girl on the trip.
Oh.
We didn't even have tents, though. We slept under a tarp.
Oh, man.
That might be better.
There were some people that did the tarp, though. Like, a tent was optional.
The tarp is great until you're in the mountains in Colorado, and then it's really fucking cold.
Well, we did the Uari National Forest or whatever, that's like on one side of Denton or whatever.
Yeah, that's a nice little place.
No, don't ever speak of Denton.
Don't ever talk about Ohio.
Oh, fuck off, Chris. I love Ohio. I'm from there.
I like Sandusky.
I like Cincinnati a lot. But anyway, we're going to let Kevin continue.
So we get there, Friday afternoon, and like there's kind of like the awkward introductions or whatever, because no one really talks to each other in class. But everyone turned out to be pretty cool. It was supposed to be 13 of us, but 4 people didn't show up or whatever. So it was going to be 13 college students out in the woods for the first time together on Friday the 13th.
Brilliant.
Oh, I remember your Facebook status. Like, guys, I just realized that my camping trip is on Friday the 13th. It was nice knowing all of you.
Did you bring a hockey mask?
I wanted to, but
hockey
I just...
didn't come till part 3.
Oh, would you shut the fuck up? Ruining a joke for no reason.
So anyway, after we struggle to get our tent set up and everything, we hang out for a while around a campfire, have a pretty good time, and nothing really eventful happens. But then Saturday the 14th comes, and that's when we have like our 8-mile hike, and like only one of us was like an athlete, so everyone is like, oh gosh, I wish I didn't smoke, or
Saturday the 14th, there was a Good Burger sketch about this back in the day, about how Saturday the 14th is really the day you have to watch out for.
Well, it dominated me. So after I almost died from...
German bitch.
Yes, the Uari Trail is a German bitch. She was my...
She was my dom for the day.
Yeah, my dom, yeah.
My dom.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm broken. Go ahead.
So yeah, I've got like a 30-pound backpack on me, and I'm hiking 8 miles, mostly uphill, by the way, which really sucked. Or at least it seemed like it was mostly uphill.
Both ways.
Yeah. And so we get back to our second campsite. We set up our tents again. Dude, we grilled like steaks and stuff, and everything was just an awesome time. People made macaroni and cheese and rice and beans, and we had like a little feast that we made out there at the campsite. But then...
And then the bears came.
Yeah. But no, like... Freaking
everything was fine into the Fire Nation.
I'm sorry, but that it hits a place of tenderness.
I don't mean to keep interrupting.
No. So like 10:30, 11 o'clock rolls around, and our instructor goes back to his tent. He's had enough. He's going to bed. And that's when the drinks come out. So,
please give us the rundown of what manner of alcohol was involved.
Okay, so I brought Jack Daniels.
Oh, that's a good start.
Yeah, I had like the little, I don't know what the measurements are, but it's the $13 bottle. costs like $13.50, so whatever that is. And I had like half of that for myself. And then I kind of shared with other people, and they took up the other half. But then we had like your standard like PBR. We had like Miller High Life or whatever. There was some Woodchuck there. We had Woodchuck. And so I had, like I said, about half that bottle of Jack and about five beers after that. I was not feeling good. So what ends up happening is we're playing some cards or whatever. We're playing bullshit. Have you guys ever played bullshit? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, this is new to me. Please explain.
Yeah, bullshit's...
It's a good game.
It's a great game. Take a horse. wait, I already messed up. Yeah. Wow.
There's a horse and there's some hand lotion. And a deck of cards, and you figure out the rest.
We'll let you read between.
No, that's you're describing asshole.
But anyway, so we're playing some cards, we're drinking, we're having fun, and at some point, someone had brought some ice cream bars. Or no, excuse me, ice cream sandwiches.
Now, how did this survive an 8-mile hike? Did you guys have something with dry ice in it?
Yeah, well, we had like coolers and things like that, and like a food line was only like 10 minutes away, so we had some people drive out and bring stuff.
Never go to space camp? It's dehydrated.
So anyway, so a lot of us have these ice cream sandwiches, right? And we've been drinking a little bit now at this point. And some time goes by, and then they start to melt. And well, I'm sitting next to this just beautiful girl who I've was talking to pretty much the whole trip. And either she brought it up or I did. Anyway, at some point, the idea for her to smear that ice cream sandwich interface for $20 happened.
Easiest $20 ever made.
Yeah. I really, honestly, so for good. A second there, I as you were telling this part of it, I was like, Kevin laying the Mac on thick in the woods.
But yeah, no names mentioned. But
did you get a number?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
We totally exchanged numbers, which was cool. But anyway, so I'm thinking like drunkenly, one, she's not gonna do this, and two, if she does, it'll be a really good investment.
I made you debase yourself for $20. Marry me.
Because you know Jack Daniels. Anyway, so she does it. She gets my $20 or whatever. She goes back to her tent. At this point, it's down to like three of us, including myself. And I'm still drinking some more beer. And eventually, it just comes to the part where we talk about, you know, how cool it was that we met everyone, and how that maybe we should go camping again sometime. Like
friends forever.
Just on a everyone's just BFFs.
Let's go to Vegas tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Campfire friends, that's the worst.
Fair weather friends, but in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, and there's just this moment where I'm sitting at a picnic table, and I'm sitting at the end of one of the benches, and I just kind of turn over to the side, and I'm like, guys, I'm going to be really, really sick. And like, not 5 seconds go by, and they're just...
Oh, no.
Thank God she had gone to bed.
Yeah.